This work depicts Adosinda, the daughter of Alfonso I and Ermesinda, and the granddaughter of Pelagius of Asturias. She married a man named Silo and became the queen consort of Asturias, thereby maintaining the bloodline of Pelagius and perpetuating his dynasty's right to rule. In this image, she is alone, within a carefully executed architectural space. In fact, this is one of the portraits in the series where the most attention has been paid to the subject's setting. We can see as much in the marble flooring, with its multicolored veins, and in the rich fabrics in the background. These fabrics are echoed in the queen's garments. The artist presents a veritable colorist showcase in which the red tones are contrasted with blue, gold, and mauve hues that emphasize the regal nature of the subject. We should remember that it was Queen Isabella II herself who, in 1847, instructed José de Madrazo to carry out the grand project of creating an artistic genealogy of all of her royal predecessors. The chronological series had a clear political objective within the context of 19th century Spain, and this work in particular has an interesting reading from the perspective of gender. The inclusion of female figures, such as Adosinda, in the series sought to validate the claim of Isabella II, whose legitimacy as monarch was being questioned.